If we ever stop losing honor for the Word of God, we've lost it completely. Amen. This world is in terrible shape, and it's lost a lot of things. But I hope and pray that we never lose our honor for the Word of God. Amen. And so, we're going to look into the book of Psalms, and we'll look at 149, verse number 3, where the Bible says, "Let them praise His name in the dance." So, Brother Cox, show us how to dance before... I'm just kidding. I just gave him complete heart failure. It's not in everybody to do everything that everybody does. But if everybody does what they do, the Lord will be praised wonderfully. So let them praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with the timbrel and with the harp. Amen. Now, we're not inviting the audience to bring tambourines. We'll let that happen on the platform. But the Lord says, and the reason that is for the harmony. Hallelujah. And we want everything done decently and in order. But when it's on the platform, turn them loose and let them go. When they sing, let them sing with all their heart, their might, their soul, their strength, giving God the glory and giving God the praise. Here's where I really wanted to go tonight in the scripture, and it's found in Proverbs chapter number 3. As simple as it may sound, penned by the wisest man that ever lived, other, of course, than Jesus. "Trust in the Lord," he said, "with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways," in all of your ways, "acknowledge Him." In other words, in all of your thinking, in all of your decisions, in every one of your ways, acknowledge Him. Bring Him into that, all of that. And the Bible said that He shall direct your paths. He will give you direction. Amen. So I'm just simply here to say, no matter how far you've gone, you've not gone too far. You can't go so low that God can't reach you. David said, "When I descend into hell, Lord, You are there." Amen. And He is not so high and lifted up that we can't reach Him, because He knows where we are. And so we want to recognize the fact tonight that in all of our ways, we want to acknowledge the Lord. Here's what I want to preach for just a few minutes. I'm not going to be lengthy. Amen. But I want to preach trust. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, he's going to preach trust. And now if you would, say, "Lord, bless him because he needs it." And God bless you as you're seated just now. Hallelujah. Before we ever get started, my notes, there, if you ever looked at my notes, you'd be going like that and like that. And when it was all wrapped up this afternoon, I thought of something that I wanted to put on there, and I just put it on there and drew a box around it. And with the word trust, I put on there, "Please do not let the T fall off." Because if the T ever falls off, then the only thing you got left is rust. And that's what we want to keep away. And so you're only one letter away from complete decay. Don't lose your trust. Do not lose your trust. Don't ever lose your confidence in God. Amen. Life is complex. It's complicated. And we fall into deep difficulties. And there's the place where we need to cleave to God. Amen. I don't want us to walk away from the Lord. And so life is complicated. Life can get hard. Situations can get tough. Unbelievably tough. Amen. And then all of a sudden, we hear the Lord and we get a word from God, and it is, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct your paths. Amen. And so, simple as it sounds, it's true. And no matter what the difficulties are, if we can trust Him, then He'll see us. Faith is trust, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Faith is trust. Don't tell me you have faith if you don't trust God. And you cannot doubt God and have faith at the very same time, because faith is trust. It's trust in God. I want to attack you again tonight. I brutally attacked you this morning in my sermon, and I just want to do it again tonight. I just want to beat you all up, rough you up, tough you up. Amen. I want to hammer it in. I just want to hammer you tonight. Amen. If I can say it like this, I want you to get a sensitivity to God and a sensitivity to His Word. Amen. There's ways that we can do things, and there's other ways that we can do that very same thing. Amen. Well, we've slowed down quite a bit tonight from this morning. Amen. Maybe I needed a Red Bull. But I'm just saying, you do things a certain way, and maybe if we found out that way, maybe what we're doing is right, but the way we do it might not be completely on target. You know what I'm saying? Let's say, for instance, we come to church every Sunday night. Yay. But how do we come to church? Okay, I'm coming into church. Find me a place to sit down. Church has started. Now, you did a good thing. You did an awesome thing. You came to church. Give yourself a hand. Yeah, you deserve it. Can you imagine all the thousands of people that didn't go to church tonight and you did? Can you imagine all the thousands of churches that don't even have church tonight? But we did. So we did a good thing. But maybe the way we came to church tonight wasn't quite the way He wanted us to come to church tonight. What if we came in here and we couldn't hardly sit down the whole time? I'm not telling you to go berserk. Amen. We got people that can cover that for you. Amen. But I am saying, if the way you come to church is not working, let's try something else. Instead of me up here with my pom-poms and me up here with, you can do it, you can do it, I know you can do it, with me up here cheerleading, why don't you just come right on into the house of God saying, hey, everybody, praise the Lord. Walk up to somebody you've been sitting with and they've been just as dead as you, and you just look at them and say, listen, if we're going to keep this up, I'm separating. We're getting a divorce. I'm not talking about your wife. I'm kidding. I'm just saying, hey, we're going to separate here for a little while. I got to get my praise on. Amen. I've been doing the same thing for years and it ain't working out yet. I'm going to find me another location. I'm going to find me somebody smiling like that young man right back. Look at your Bubba. He just, I wish everybody would come to church like that, man. Hallelujah. Amen. His teeth are shining like flashlights. Praise the Lord. Amen. And not all of you could do that because you're afraid they'll fall out. But that's okay. I'm just saying. We got that covered for. Hey, I'm not trying to be silly here tonight. Amen. But I'm just simply saying, trust. Just because you're here doesn't mean you're going to get a miracle. Just because we show up on location, amen, amen. Could it be that you just want somebody to see how depressed you still are? I'm so down and out. I'm so out, I'm down. Hello? Amen. Listen. We need to do something here. And so I would not ask you to do something that is outside of the Word of God. So let me give you the Word of God. Let's try this. Stir up the gift of God that is within you. Amen. Shake it up. Shake it up. Amen. You know what God would love to hear every now and then when you're going through your toughest battle? He'd love to hear a hallelujah from you. He'd love to hear a praise the Lord. He would love to hear a thank you, Jesus. He would love to hear, hey, it's not just gimme, 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 take, take, take. But it's here, it's Lord, I want to give you something tonight. Regardless as to whether you want to give me something or not. I want to be something to you, whether you're that to me tonight or not. Amen. And then a relationship is formed. And then all of a sudden, needs begin to get met. I'm talking about voluntarily, without me getting the volume turned up, without me turning up the speed. Hallelujah. Amen. Because, you know, I'm years old, and I don't know how much longer I'm going to have much speed. But praise God. Amen. So I'd like to be able to say, you got that covered for me. Hey, I'm moving fast. It just don't look like it to you. Praise the Lord. You know, the anointing is here to break the yoke if we want the yoke broken. Hallelujah. Amen. If I'm going to be depressed, I'm not going to let anybody know it. Do you honestly think, and I don't even know why I'm all over this, but here I am. Do you honestly think that I come to that pulpit happy as a lark every service, that I'm preaching my guts out to you because I'm so excited about life and everything is so perfect, I can't hardly stand myself? Do you think that's the way it is every time? Absolutely not. Because I am just as human as you, more than some, less than others. But I'm human, and I'm just here to tell you tonight, it doesn't matter. I've learned. It don't matter what I think. It don't matter what I feel. It don't matter what I'm going through. There's not a day that I live that my God doesn't deserve my best. There's not a day that I live that my God doesn't deserve my best. So I want somebody to make up your mind that that's exactly what you're going to start doing, and that's giving God your best. And if you'll do that, He'll take care of the rest. He'll take care of the rest. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to keep preaching to you till you look at me. You won't even look at me now. I got your number. I know your name. I could put my hand on your head, and I will. I told you I was going to rough you up today. Amen. We'll get better next Sunday. Hallelujah. And it'll be cookies and cream. Amen. We'll lob you over to that community festival where we'll have a good time. But right now, I want to shake you up. I do. I want to shake you up. Amen. Because there is no way in God's will that He wants you to live all messed up, mesmerized, paralyzed, and stifled in your walk with God. When there's victory over the horizon, when there's anointing that wants to break the yoke, when the Spirit of God wants to lift you and bless you in a great way. Hey, all we've got to do is receive it, believe it, and act upon it. I'm asking somebody to act upon it right now. I'm asking somebody to take your faith to another level called trust and believe God for what He needs to do right now. Hallelujah. Faith is trust. Faith is trust. Hallelujah. Amen. A sensitivity to God's Spirit. A sensitivity to God's Word. That's what I want you to have. I want you to have a connection to His Word for you to know God's got this. And I put it in capital letters. Really? Amen. So it would jump out to me so I could jump out on you. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know I'm getting this stuff first. Praise the Lord. So if you get raked over, don't forget, I got raked over first. Amen. Turnabout's fair play. It's all good for all of us. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we need a word from God. And I found a word from God. And it is trust. But I don't see how. Stop saying that. When do you think? Don't say that. Well, it's been a stop saying that. Well, I've been living for God. Don't you dare go there. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you where you need to go. I don't know when God's going to do it, but He's going to do it. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen. My God's going to see me through. Don't you look at me like I'm sad. Don't you look at me like I'm depressed. Don't you look at me like I'm sick in my body. My God is able. My God can perform that which He has promised. That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to feel. That's what we want to know. Anybody with me tonight? Am I making good sense? Hallelujah. You need to inject some trust and you need to get high as a kite and believe God that anything is possible to those that believe. Those that believe. Those that believe. Am I right? Man, it feels good to be right. Praise the Lord. Amen. We need to trust Him. There is no calling without trust. There is no healing without trust. No miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will fill this house if we can trust Him. Hallelujah. How'd you like to be in my shoes? Moved to North Carolina. Didn't even have a desk in my office. Had 12 people. And I'm telling them, we're going to run 1,000 people. How'd you like to have been there? Hello? I'm glad you weren't there. Because I wanted to be there. Because I know God can run 1,000 people on this hill. I know God can fill this house. Hallelujah. And I don't want anybody else in my place thinking that, I don't know how God's going to do this. We only have 12 people. Oh God. Hey, don't even think that. Don't even go there. You're wasting my time. I don't even get how you feel. I don't even get how you think. I'm just telling you right now, stinking thinking ain't going to get you anywhere with God. And so what we've got to do and understand, yes, we're human. Yes, we're flesh. It's going to break up, break down, tear up, tear down. It's going to be lifted up. It's going to be healed. It's going to be sick again. It's going to be healed. It's going to be sick again. It's going to be on and on and on. Amen. We were born with a disease that's incurable right now. It will be curable in the future, but not right now. You were born with age. I'm so sorry. But every day you get older until the day you die. And so stop living this life like we're going to be here forever. Amen. We're going somewhere. Isn't that exciting? I just don't want you to get like my kids were when they were real little. Are we almost there yet? Hey, I'm such and such years old. Hallelujah. And I ain't going to ask anybody if I'm almost there yet. Because I'm afraid of the answer. Hallelujah. I don't want to be there yet. Amen. You don't want to be there yet. So why don't we do what we always told our kids? Why don't you just take time to look out the window and enjoy the ride? Am I right? Boy, I've been right twice tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Trust will shake our world. It will shake our world. It'll revive us. It'll renew us. It'll reestablish our faith. Where does our help come from? I think I heard somebody say the Lord. Amen. We know the answer. We know where our help comes. Do we trust our own answer? Where does our help come from? It comes from the Lord. Do you believe that? We've got some learning to do. And we may as well start with leaning. Learn to lean. Praise the Lord. I do not appreciate the guy that made the joke that says, what do you call a one-legged woman? Her name is Eileen. I don't appreciate that. But I'll use anything to get a point across. Sometimes I get to the place where I feel like a one-legged man. Hallelujah. And I'm just leaning on Jesus. Praise the Lord. But hey, when we get there, amen. Brother Mike, I'm with you, buddy. I got you covered, boy. Praise God. Hey, let's join Brother Mike and learn to lean on Jesus. If he wasn't so good looking, I'd be sad. But hey, you got to have something to compensate for the way that good look, you know. I'm just telling you tonight, there's times that it just gets that way. Amen. Don't stop smiling. Don't stop laughing. Don't stop cheering others up. Just learn to lean. Amen. Where's our help come from? Somebody say the Lord. Learn to lean. Amen. Praise God. Lord, let me lean on you. Let me just cut it short tonight. He's ready to part your Red Sea. Really? No. Not with that. Do you really believe that, Pastor? I honestly believe that. I honestly believe that. The other night, I told a little prophecy and said, God's getting ready to do this for a couple of people, and he has already done it, and they've already let me know. Some of us want to rejoice after he does it. Some of us want to step back and say, he really did. Wow. And if you're going to be wowed and surprised by the miracle, you're not going to get the miracle. Because that is not faith. And that is not trust. Faith and trust reaches out to something that you cannot see, you cannot feel, you cannot sense, and you don't even know it's there. But you're reaching for it anyway. And when you do that with God, something tangible begins to form. And it happens. Praise God. I want us to run for it. We're talking about it tonight, but we're going to do it. We're going to continue to do it. I want us to run the aisles for it. I want us to continue to leap for it. I want us to continue to dance for it. The Word of God said, dance. We can dance. We can shout. We can worship our way out. And we can believe God for it. We can clap our hands for it. Transform your faith into action. And you will have praise on your lips 24/7. God will be your helper all week long, all year long. Stretch your faith and confidence beyond human values, beyond human wisdom, and beyond human reasoning. There's something greater. There's something higher. And there's something more mighty than we're anticipating. There's something greater. Lose the dead look. Because I'm the one that has to see it every time. Lose the zombie zone. Time to go to the altar again. I'm coming. Come on, honey. We get to go to church again. I hope we got plenty of gas because I don't even want to stop. I want to get to the prayer room and call on Jesus. I can't wait to get to church again. I can't wait. The excitement, the thrill. What is God going to do? We don't know. Let's get there and find out. Praise the Lord. That couple was on the way to church and somehow, in some way, they fell into an argument. They got to fuss and fighting. It got furious. And I mean, they were letting one another have what for. And they got to church. They came into the sanctuary. They sat down. The music clicked off. He jumped to his feet, went to worshiping God like crazy. She looked up at him. After that song was over, he sat down. She said, "You hypocrite." He said, "What? I was mad at you. I wasn't mad at God." I'm just saying, amen. It can be, and it is, you see, listen, it is the devil that tells you you can't worship God when you're going through a struggle. It is the devil's big business to get your worship when you're going through struggle, because worship is the way the battle is won. And he certainly don't want you to win the battle. So I can tell when people are going through stuff. When your neighbor's got their tongue out about that long and they're praising God and leaping for joy and touching our air units. And you sitting there with that dead look. I know who I be preaching to. Hey, it's just time to get adult about it. Mature about it, not to wilt, dry up on the vine, but to come back alive and realize that he is our source. Plug back into the source and let it begin to flow. It's not a 30-minute sitcom. If you didn't get in trouble overnight with all the doubt and pout and all the trouble and all of that and all that business, amen. You may not get out overnight, but this is one night we're going to add to getting out. Tomorrow night will be another time that we're going to add to getting out, because we're going to stay plugged in until we get out. Amen. Stretch your faith and confidence beyond human values and wisdom. Amen. Praise God. We are lively stones. Psalms 150. Amen. Brother Cody, come and tickle the ivory for me. Somebody. Amen. We've got two professionals back there. Psalms 150. My favorite praise psalm. Praise you, the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent grace. Anybody catch on to what God wants us to do? Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and the dance. Anybody catching on? Praise him with the stringed instruments and the organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Somebody make some noise. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. In other words, praise him even louder than that. Isn't this awesome? And then it said, let everything that hath breath. It didn't say, let everything that got a raise this week. Let every person that's got the perfect marriage this week. Let every individual that's got the perfect relationship. Let every individual that has the perfect health going on in the body. Let every it said, let everything that's still breathing, everything that can still breathe, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And then it said, he had to say it again, praise ye the Lord. Why don't somebody begin to praise your way out? My, 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 my. Trust before. Learning to lean. Believe in God. 2 Timothy 1, 12 through 14. Just remain standing. We won't be... For the which cause I also suffer these things. Oh, man of God, you're suffering. That's interesting. Speak further. Nevertheless, never mind that. I'm not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed. And I am also persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And then he said, while he's going through his stuff, he's told us to hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith, in trust, and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Hold fast, hold fast, hold fast. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, keep it. Do yourself a favor and wake up tomorrow morning with confidence in the Lord. Believing, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Got troubles? Got trials? Got tribulations? Why not acknowledge the way maker? Why not acknowledge the life giver? Hallelujah. Bottom line, you're going to doubt or you're going to shout? Our faith and our trust is in the revelations of the Word. It is not in human reasoning. Amen. Victory's not going to come to you when you isolate people and you tell them what this is going to be and how you feel and what you think and what you... That's not going to bring you victory. That's going to bring you victory. Trusting God can handle that individual and that God can handle you. And God can handle any spirit, any attitude. Amen. I'm going to share this with you. I heard another preacher share it for another different kind of point. But I want you to get my point tonight, and I'm going to share this with you. Amen. If you'll show us, Brother Tyre. Amen. It was 1928. Amen. Sister Lori, you're just a little bitty girl. I'm just kidding. Amen. But it was 1928, many years ago. How long ago was that? Some of you mathematicians, help me. Long time, okay? How what? 91 years ago. The first sea and I dog was invented. Someone got the notion that they could train a dog to be eyes for the blind. No one wanted to believe it. No one had that kind of confidence. No one had that kind of trust. And so there they go with the blind man. And he said, we entered the street so noisy it was almost like entering a wall of sound. She went about four paces and halted. That was the dog. A deafening roar and a rush of hot air told me a tremendous truck was swishing past so near that Buddy, the name of the dog, could have lifted her nose and touched it. She moved forward again into the ear-splitting clangor and started again. He said, I lost all sense of direction and I surrendered myself entirely to the dog. He went on to say, I shall never forget the next 3 minutes. 10-ton trucks rocketing past cabs, blowing their horns in our ears. Drivers shouting at us. One fella yelled, you fool! Do you want to get killed? The blind man only had his hand on the dog. When we finally got to the other side, he said, I realized what a really magnificent job she had done. I leaned over and gave Buddy a great big hug and told her what a good, good girl she was. She sure is a good girl, exclaimed a voice at my elbow. One of the photographers. He said, I had to come over in a cab. And some of the fellows who tried to cross with you are still back on the other side. And so now, hundreds, thousands of CNI dogs, because one fella decided, I'm going all in. And he gripped that little dog and said, Buddy, take me to the other side. And then I put in trust, not in a dog, but in God. Are there those that will take hold of the dog before they would take hold of God? I'm the pastor of this church, and I'm blind as a bat when it comes to knowing exactly what God's going to do in the future. But I've learned to put my hand on Him. And please don't ever think that I would belittle my relationship or my Savior. But I'm saying, Buddy, take me to the other side. Take me to the other side. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. And I need some folks that no matter how many you are, I need some folks that don't care about who's looking, who's watching. And I need somebody to surrender to Him. Somebody to submit to Him and say, Lord, I don't know. You know I don't know. In fact, I don't know so deep I'm confused. But Lord, I'm putting my hand out there. And I'm trusting You to take me to the other side.
I touch the heel of His garment.
Reach out to Him right now.
And I have felt the leading of His hand.
You're a good God.
Oh, but today.
Yes, You are a good God.
My eyes look much higher.
There's others that are still standing on the corner of the block because they didn't have confidence in Buddy. But one individual did. And while they had eyesight, he didn't have eyesight, and he made it to the other side. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. I see you making it. Things are going to get better. I see them getting better. I feel and know that they're going to be better. Just grab a hold of Him. Grab a hold of Him. Grab a hold of Him.
More of You, Jesus. More of Your
faith. Hallelujah. Touch it again. Touch it again.
Oh, but today.
Today.
My eyes look much higher to see the face,
yes,
of the great I am. More of You, Jesus. More of Your face. More of Your glory.
Yes.
In
Would you say it? Would you say it? God bless you tonight. Shake hands. Be friendly. Greet our guests and visitors. Let this be one of the greatest weeks you've had.